This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi announced his resignation Friday after the country's top Shiite Muslim cleric urged lawmakers to reconsider their support for a government rocked by weeks of deadly anti-establishment unrest. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has more.
Abdul Mahdi's resignation marked the latest twist in Iraq's unprecedented crisis, and his departure could be a blow to Iranian influence after Iran's militia allies and its own commanders intervened last month to keep the premier in his job despite mass protests. Young, unarmed and majority Shiite Muslim protesters have led demands for an overhaul of Iraq's political system, one they say is endemically corrupt and serves foreign powers, especially Baghdad's ally Tehran. Iraq's current political class is drawn mainly from powerful Shiite politicians, clerics and paramilitary leaders, including many who lived in exile before a US-led invasion overthrew Sunni dictator Saddam Hussein in 2003.
That's Lauren Anthony of Reuters. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is paying tribute to emergency responders and members of the public who thwarted an attack on London Bridge Friday. A suspect, wearing a fake explosive vest, was wrestled to the ground by several passers-by. The attacker stabbed several of those people, but was shot dead by police as he attempted to continue his attack. Prime Minister Johnson praised both the police officers and the members of the public.
Clearly, my thoughts are first with the emergency services, with the police, the bravery that they showed in going towards danger, as they do. I also want to pay tribute to the extraordinary bravery of those members of the public who physically intervened.
Johnson said that he was saddened that some people were injured, but the incident shows that Britain will never be intimidated by terrorists. This is VOA News. Thousands of people in cities across Europe and Asia joined a fresh round of global demonstrations Friday, urging more action to curb climate change. We get more from Reuters' Francesca Lina.
Protesters all over the globe rallied on Friday, pushing for more action on climate change. Deliberately timed to force leaders to come up with urgent solutions at a United Nations conference in Madrid next week. Swedish activist Greta Thunberg had been due to join a student strike in Lisbon, but her environmentally friendly voyage across the Atlantic from New York by yacht was hit by high winds, delaying her by a few days. But Portugal's student movement pushed on with the protest without her. In Berlin, protesters in swimming costumes dived into the Chile River, holding a white box in a symbolic attempt to rescue the government's climate change package. And in Australia, students in Sydney and other cities walked out of class, saying more should be done to combat the country's bushfire crisis, which many see as a result of climate change.
Francesca Lina of Reuters reporting. An operation to find survivors and recover bodies from Albania's deadly earthquake was winding down Friday, with rescue crews limiting their efforts to a collapsed beachfront hotel in the port town of Durrës as the death toll climbed to 49. Neighboring countries and European Union nations, including Italy, Greece, Albania, Serbia, and Kosovo, rushed in rescue crews and specialized equipment hours after the quake struck. Albania's health minister said about 2,000 people were injured in Tuesday's 6.4 magnitude pre-dawn quake after information had been collected from hospitals, small health centers, homes, and from those now staying in tents. Two seriously ill people were taken to Italy for further treatment. Thousands of supporters of leading Afghan presidential candidate Abdullah Abdullah rallied Friday in Kabul, demanding election officials halt an ongoing vote recount to prevent alleged electoral fraud. Abdullah, the country's incumbent chief executive, organized Friday's protest in a bid to force the Afghan Independent Election Commission not to recount around 300,000 fraudulent ballots that he alleges, if counted, would lead to a disputed outcome in favor of his rival, incumbent President Ashraf Ghani. Allegations of fraud and technical problems have forced the IEC to repeatedly delay its announcement of preliminary results from the September 28th polls. A second round of voting will be necessary if no candidate gets more than 50% of the vote. A down day on Wall Street, with all three major indexes closing the shortened session in negative territory. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.